Unit 7. Changing Times. Lesson A. Page 56. 5. Generation Gap. A. Listen to Chris and Paula talk about the differences between their generation and their parents during this on-the-street interview. In their opinion, what is different? Write the changes in the chart below.
Hi. I'm conducting some interviews for a research project. I was wondering if the two of you could talk to me a bit today about how you think your generation is different from that of your parents.
Oh, sure. Well, I definitely think our generation is different from our parents' and grandparents' generations. Don't you think so too, Chris?
Oh, totally. I mean, just in how we think about family and career, for example. In the past, people used to think about marriage first and career came second, or maybe not at all. I mean, lots of women were full-time mothers and plenty of men just stayed at one job their whole lives. They didn't think too much about a lifelong career with more than one company.
Yeah, but like, I think our generation is more concerned with education and careers and, well, it may sound kind of irresponsible, but with enjoying life.
My father always says I'm immature when I say that. But it seems totally illogical not to make the most of life while you're young. There's plenty of time for marriage and responsibility later.
I see.
I think things have really changed a lot for women in particular. They just didn't have as many career options in the old days. But now, a woman can choose any career she wants.
Okay.
Yeah, and even after marriage, it's common to see both the husband and the wife continue to work and have children later, so there's more money.
But all the focus on career and money and material things, well, I think it's changed our generation. We've come to expect more. More things, you know, technology, cell phones, computers, and all that stuff. Her parents and grandparents used to enjoy a simpler life.
Yeah, that's really true. They were less materialistic. After all, things and money don't really bring true happiness. And today's children grow up with so much stuff that they just take it all for granted.
Interesting.
But I still definitely wouldn't want to turn back the clock. People in the old days could be quite intolerant of others.
Like of people from other places, other nationalities, other religions.
Yeah, basically, we're more accepting of differences, I think, nowadays. We're more tolerant, and to me, that's progress.
That's true.
Thanks very much for your time, both of you.
No problem.